It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Oskaloosa, Iowa, where that first game was a peach to the Benedictine Lady Ravens with an impressive, impressive win. Go to the second game now, and we'll see what the Benedictine men do. You have a couple of teams coming together here who played a very close game right up until the very end in their first meeting in Atchison back on the 16th of December. So we'll see how it shakes out. By the way, Penn came away with a win in that one, 68-53. Benedictine suffered a little bug, and so we got some guys not here tonight, not playing tonight. So we're going to have a little bit of a different look at the starters. And I'm sure it's going to impact rotation and so forth. So, that said, I think it's just like what we ought to be doing here is getting right into the starting lineups. And look at this, Joseph, 346, and we're about ready to start this game. We're going to get a little bit of an early bump here tonight. Delightful. For William Penn, longtime head coach John Henry was in his 23rd season. Penn comes into the ballgame tonight at 5-15 of the year and 4-12 in conference play. And Penn is going to be starting Shug Sneed. He's a 6'6" junior forward out of Chicago. It'll be Jazz Farrell, a 6'3 senior from Miami, Florida. You've got Marcus Bell out there. Marcus is a senior, 6'2", from Shreveport. And rounding out the starting five from Waldorf, Maryland. The only guy coming from the north, the other guy used to this weather, got to be Javen Brown. Javen is a sophomore, and he's 6'3". So, for Penn tonight, we're going to have Sneed, Farrell, Hammonds, Bell, and Brown. For the Benedictine Ravens, and 11th season, head coach Ryan Moody. Benedictine is going to be coming in tonight at 6-12. They are 5-10 in conference play. So I'm just, Joseph, I'm going to admit, there's no number, so I don't know. 2, 4, 6, 8. BC in the 10th spot in the conference, Penn in the 12th spot in the conference. So, big game for both of these teams. If you're wanting to battle back late in the year and you want to make a postseason, you need this one right here tonight. Now, I mentioned a little different look at the starting lineup for Benedictine. Here's what it's going to be like. Tom Zine is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad is 6'2" senior from Kansas City, Missouri. You see Bryce Aru, you're used to him, a 6'2" sophomore from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Braden Belt from Andover, Kansas. Andover Central guy, a senior. He's 6'1". Gino Corridori, 6'8" junior from Littleton, Colorado. And rounding out the starting five for Benedictine, they're going to go to the Twin Towers, 6'9" junior. Hagan Hilton, out of Hastings, Nebraska. So Benedictine is going to be big out of the score. You go from the brand 4-2, 6-2, to 6-1, and you go 6-8, 6-9. They're going to have some pretty good-sized guys out on the floor. All right, while they're doing that, let's take a look and see how the first half of the schedule has gone today. It should be halfway through. The three afternoon games ought to be in the book as I pull up my data here. Clark is still playing. With 8 seconds left, Benedictine leads 1-1, 73-70. Peru State holds on to win in Joe Charles Fieldhouse, 77-75. And other game, a tight one. Baker gets by Mount Mercy up in Cedar Rapids. The other game going on tonight, starting. It's supposed to start at 4 o'clock. We are going to get just a little bit of an early jump. It is Grandview at Central Methodist. Fayette and Park is at Graceland. Bruce Benedictine here. We're at William Penn. Glad to have you with us for basketball here tonight. Here's the thing. Penn's lady team. Having some difficulty. Ben's guys are having some problems too. Statesman in the last game out. Only Culver Shotson. 102-74. Very unlike that score. Usually it's the other way around. Penn's scoring 100 stuff. Penn was outshot 54% to 43. Seed. 13 points. So there you have it. Went away for Penn. Janice Farrell is the leading scorer, averaging 14 and a half a game. Penn is averaging 78 points an outing, but they average giving up 89. We'll see how this all shakes out in front of what has become a maybe a slightly larger crowd. It's certainly not. Out of control here, right? Here we go. Raven in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Penn in the dove gray. Comes down with a rebound. Mishandles the basketball. Gino's going to steal it. Corridori comes up with a steal it. 5 seconds into the game. Benedictine has its first takeaway here tonight. BC will lob it out on top to Belt. Goes underneath. Hagen. Couple of hits. Fake kick and a defender to come up. Now they'll try to pass it back to Hagen, thrown away. Here comes Penn. They've got numbers. Driving down, a little bit of a high bounce. They're able to recover it, not travel, and reaching in. Ahmad Lewis ties up the basketball possession to Benedictine. Half a minute into the game, we've had three possessions, a couple of turnovers, and now we're having the officials have a little powwow already. 19:32 to go in the first half. That hasn't taken long. Okay. So they seem to everyone be satisfied. And here we go. Up going with the basketball, the Ravens. He's going from right to left in his first half. Turnaround shot. Up a good Hilmendorf for two. And Hagen has the first point of the ball game. Ravens break out on top. 2-0. And now they're going to steal the ball on the other end of the court. Penn having a little trouble turning it over. BC will go over to the right side. Here's Belt. Goes three. Hits the three. Ravens get up 5-0, and that's it. We're going to get a timeout taken by William Penn, and Coach Henry never left his chair. How's that timeout? Joseph, we're taking a break. 1 minute into the game. Benedictine 5, William Penn nothing.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Bye. left a little bit of a shaky start to
get the season underway. Benedictine playing better basketball. They've won two in a row. You know what they say, 2 wins back-to-back, 3 wins is a streak. Ravens looking to put together a winning streak here on the road tonight, but it's not easy to win at William Penn. 18:45 to go in the first half. Penn looking for his first points of the evening. Runs the ball around the left side, trying to back hit against Armida. Comes out on top, getting inside Gino. Corridori goes up, and the one-handed layup is going to be up and good for Javen Brown. So Javen Brown is going to have his first point of the game. Benedictine leading it 5-2. Here's the Ravens. They're going to get over to Hagan. Hilgendorf down in the corner. I was for a minute thinking he's going to take that shot, but instead the three-point shot by Belt. Rims all the way around. 360 on the inside of the rim and then springs out. Penn coming into the front court. They're only down by three, and we're about 2 minutes into the game. A little bit of a head fake. Stepping inside the circle. The lob comes out on top. Kick back over to the right side in front of the Benedictine bench. The long two-point shot is up and missing, and the rebound tipped around. We got players all over the floor, one from each team. No foul called. Here comes BC. Ravens coming up with it off the rebound. The feed inside for Gino. Saved out on top by Belt. Goes left side. The Rue Bryson three kicks out. Again, halfway down and then caroms away. And we're 17:40 to play in the opening half. Top side with it. William Pence. Marcus Bell. Marcus will jump it over to the left side to Hammonds. Hammonds brings it off on top. Shug. Sneed will feed it left side. Three's up. Missing. Offensive rebound. Ripped free. Taken away by Hilgendorf. I thought it was going to be handled by Marcus Bell, but Hagan, good, strong, aggressive play. Pulls the ball down, and Benedictine coming up the floor. Hilgendorf gets it over to Armand Lewis. Swings it to the right side to Braden Bell. Pivots with the right foot, looks inside now, begins his dribble, attacks the basket, feeds it over to the left side. The baseline three, Armand, no. Rebound, pulled down by Penn. Sweeping it away is going to be Manny Hammonds. Hammonds will go coast to coast, and as he throws it across the floor, the Ravens got a hand on it, deflecting it out of bounds. 16:50 to play in the first half. Pretty low scoring 3 minutes in. It is 5-2. Then again, maybe I'm still reeling from that 100-plus point performance for the Lady Ravens tonight. Tremendous game for Coach Bolson's club. On to the left side. Here's an uncontested baseline three. Buried, and we're tied. 3 point shot. Chance Farrell. And we're even at five each. 16.5 to go. In the middle, Corridori shakes his defender, lays it up easily. And Gino's first 2 points tonight. And it is 7-5. Benedictine. Hagan with two, Gino with two, and Braden Belt with three. Those are the Ravens' scores right now. Feed underneath, the shot up, nope, rebound tipped down, and tipped out by Ahmad. He's going to bring it up the floor. 15:50 to go in the first half. Benedictine on the road here this evening. In the heart of the rank, athletic conference. Oh, beautiful backdoor pass. Now the kick across to the baseline is going to be mishandled. And Hilgendorf, I don't think possibly even saw that one coming. We're going to get a couple of substitutions in for William Penn. 32, how about that? We're going to get Cam Marshall. We're going to get Dante Mormont and Ontario Chapman. So, kind of a different look coming in for William Penn as they're bringing in a fistful of seniors. With 15.5 to play in the opening half. Benedictine's got Jack Vanderwoof coming to the scorer's table. Here's a little pull-up, 17-footer, in and out, no. Rebound, Ahmad, and here comes BC. Raymond's up by a pair. It's 7-5 at 15:20 to play in the first half. Ahmad Lewis keeps it from alive, slide drive to the right side, then back to the left, attacks the lane, goes in, goes up. Nicely done with the left hand, Ahmad Lewis. His first point of the game. And it's 9-5, Benedictine. We are 5 minutes in. Penn will work it around. And Javen Brown has a couple of points. Here's a follow-away shot from 15. It's up and good by Willie Anderson. Willie gets his first points tonight. And Ravens' lead, once again, is trimmed to 2. BC left side, Bryson. To Gino. Brings it back belt. Knocked out of his hand. It's going to be taken away. Pinned with the steal. Driving down. Bryson comes down to try to defend it. Gets a block on the shot. Taken down by Ahmad. Gets it away to Hagan. Hilgendorf is not going to attack the rim. Probably why there were defenders in front of him. Dumps it back behind him to Belt, whose pull-up for the baseline right is good for two. Braden Belt with five. Ravens go up 11-7. And we're at 14-14 to play in the first half here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Joseph. You know what that means? Here's a little turnaround from the left side. It's going to be good for Willie Anderson. That means all the people tuned in here at this moment are listening to Benedictine College Basketball on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Exactly what's happening. Ravens coming up court with it, leading it by a pair. A couple of teams who both really, really need a win here tonight, and both teams very capable of coming up with it now. We're going to get a turnover by BC and multiple substitutions by both teams. Juwan Brown is going to come in for William Penn. So you've got Juwan Brown checking in. All right. And then, no, it's going to be Justin Bradley. Justin Bradley's now wearing 10. Let me fix that. Justin is in 10. There is no Juwan. 13:40 to go in the first half. Benedictine coming into the game. They're using the size that they have available to them, bringing Vince Duca into the game. Vince has not had a ton of playing time, but now down the right side, Statesman are going to travel with the basketball. Vince Duca's a big cat, okay? He's 6'7", he's a sophomore from Budapest. And he's out there, and it's going to be an interesting matchup as he's set up against Ontario Chapman for Penn. Here comes the Benedictine offense. Duke will take it up topside. Has it stripped out of his hands. Goes to the floor. Looking for the basketball. It's going to be taken away by Penn. Here comes the Statesman. Bounce pass left side. Dish back right. Shot goes up good. Penn coming up with the steal. Coming up with the bundle. And a quick transition score by Ontario Chapman. His first points of the game. And we are tied at 11. 13 minutes to go in the opening half. And Benedictine commits an offensive foul. And the foul is going to be on Vince Duca. Okay. Let's set this new Raven 5 out there because Coach Moody has a very different look happening on the floor with Jack Vanderwood, Bryson LaRue, Larry Parker, Hagan Hilgendorf, and Vince Duca. 12:40 to go and rolling along here in the opening half. Little hook pass to the left side of the lane. Pinned with a basketball in a tie game. In they go in. The shot is up. Rolls it back across the back of the rim. No. Rebound on the floor. Vanderwood picks it up. We got a pin player. Little Stowe to get up. Ravens can't wait for him. They got to get up the floor. Top side with it is going to be Larry. Parker dumps it over to the left side. Hilgendorf. Hagan starts in, changes direction, kicks it back. Duca along two. That thing was not anywhere close. It's going to go out of bounds on the fly. Can't quite imagine that's exactly what Coach had in mind for Vince to pull a string on that shot, but he does. And we're going to get Hilgendorf out of the game, returning to the floor for BC. Here comes Gino Corridori. Corridori and Duca are in there. Parker LaRue and Vanderwood. Here comes Vince. It is an 11-11 ball game, 8 minutes gone. Top of the key, pivoting with the left foot, looking into the middle. The shot is up. Won't fall for Willie. Anderson can't get it to fall, and the Ravens are going to sweep it down. Vanderwood comes up with a basketball. BC down the floor, right side. The kick into the corner. The baseline three. Nice. Knocking it down is Larry Parker. Larry getting his first points of the game, and the Ravens go back up 14-11. Here's a baseline shot on the other end. No good. Jack with another rebound. Vanderwood is going to outlet it to LaRue. Bryson into the forecourt. Quickly runs down the right side, comes out on top. Drives in and trips and knocked to the floor. LaRue is at a heat down there. I think he's all right. It's not like he's writhing in pain or anything. Takes a minute, kind of gathers himself, climbs to his feet, and we're going to have the first foul this evening on William Penn's Cam Marshall. So Cam, foul number one. In fact, we have only one foul on each team with 11:25 to play in the first half. letting play here at Hofsky. Here's a baseline shot for BC. It's up no good. Rebound tipped out. Here they come. Flying down with it is going to be Justin Bradley. Shot blocked underneath by Gino, and it's out of bounds. They'll say it's pin basketball. Larry Parker turning around, questioning the officials today. I think it was rejected off that guy. To the R ball, the official goes, no, I didn't see that. 26 on the shot clock, and Pitt will bring it in at their end. It is a 14-11 Benedictine lead. Pitt nearly turns it over, and now they'll bring it way out on top. Vince is really settled in now, getting in the game for a couple of minutes. The ball batted away. It's going to be stolen by Vanderwood. Knocked free by Ahmad. Jack comes up with a loose basketball, and Benedictine back into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. Larry Parker dives into the lane, pushes it off on top, Ahmad. Lewis with the right-hand dribble, around to the right side, pulls up his dribble, top of the key, back over to the left side of Vanderroo. Shot clock at a dozen. Jack stops, no shot, brings it off on top, big contact, shot clock to seven, no foul. Pull up, running, jump shot, nothing in, somehow. How about that bucket for Larry Parker? He's got five. It's 16-11, Benedictine. We signed at 11 a moment ago. Here's a 15-footer from the left side. No good. Ravens are going to clear down the board. Here they come. Parker clears down the rebound. Ahmad brings it up the floor. Comes out on top to Jack. Vanderwood gets it to Gino. Back over to the left side to Ahmad. He will accelerate into the lane. Little finger roll. Doesn't get it. Defenders in front of him. Lots of contact. No foul called. Here comes Penn. Skip bounce over to the right side. Marcus Bell. Little crossover dribble in front of the BC bench. We're inside 10 to go in a really fast-moving half. Joseph, we got a media timeout due. Here's a little bunny hop right side shot up off the window. No good. Rebound. Pin shot going to be deflected. Rebound, Raven. And we've got three pin players on the floor. One had fallen. Two others had stumbled and fallen over him. And the officials are going to stop the game, and now we're going to get our media break. Joseph, here we are. Time up on the floor at 9:42 to go in the first half. The Benedictine Ravens 16, William Penn 11.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hey, back with you here in the Penn Gym, where it is incumbent on me to remind you that our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management, say what, great folks, you need to give Penn a call. Penn Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management, what he can do for you is he can work on your financial planning. He is an expert in doing this. You want to put together some kind of retirement plan somewhere to handle your money in an efficient and quality way. He is the guy. Give him a call, 913-379-8690. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management. 9:42 to play in the first half. Coming out of the media break, it is Benedictine basketball, and Ahmad Lewis goes to the left side of Gino. Corridori kicks it to Bryson. LaRue to the baseline. Here's Belt with it. Start to the top. Starting right, driving left. Dumps it back over again. Belt will go three. Oh, what a shot. Great Belt. You can hear his teammates over there oohing and aahing. Belt has eight. A couple of threes and a two. And Penn down to the other end. Shot missing. But we will see a foul called against the Ravens. It is a 19-11 Benedictine lead at 9:20 to play in the first half. The foul is going to be the second of the ballgame for the Ravens, Vince Duca. In fact, he's got both Benedictine fouls. Ravens have only committed two fouls. Penn has committed half that many. Not any fouls called here tonight. Free throws up and no good. It's going to be Willie Anderson, who's got 4 points, missing on his first free throw opportunity. Now, Vince with those two fouls out of the game, and Hagen Hilgendorf going to roll back in here. Second free throw. Oh, he'll get it. So Willie gets one of two, gets his fifth point of the game, and it's 19-12 BC, and we're 9 minutes left in the first half. Ravens go to the left side to Gino. Cordori back out on top. The feed to the right side of the field. Oh, it's a beautiful move. That's a gold pin, baby. It's hitting way upstairs. The shot was on the fingertips. It was just a finger roll by Hilgendorf. And I am telling you that the defender in front of that goal, Ontario Chapman, he could have taken a quarter off the top of the backboard. He was up there like that. Rejects that shot. Gives the 2 points to Hagen. BC goes up 21-12. Wow. 3-point shot on the other end is very short. And Corridori rebounds it down. Here comes BC. Ravens looking for the double-digit lead at 8.5 to go in the first half. Down the left side is going to be Belt. He will start in the lane. Pulls up his dribble. Gets it back to Bryson. He'll go down the side of the lane. His shot up off the window. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it on top. Gino for three. Missed it. Rebound pin. Here they come into basketball, and Jamin Brown will bring it up the floor. He'll dish it back over to the right side, cutting into the baseline. Now the three from deep on the left side is in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out. Penn is going to recover just before midcourt. It's going to be saved by Jazzy Farrell. Here's a running shot. Up and missing. Ravens with the rebound is Hilgendorf. Hagen has only 4 points. Here's a shot from the top. Belt, that was very wide to the right side. He could look at the disappointment in his eyes. He knows that one fell off his hand. And we're at 7:50 to go in the first half. Benedictine up 21-12. This is a stunningly low-scoring game. Penn, we are 12-plus minutes in with 12 points in the game. Back and in the left side. Back and in. Batted away. And here's a foul going to be called. Probably on Bryson. I think LaRue got a hand in there. It did. It'll be the first foul of the ball game for Bryson LaRue. And it's the first foul on anybody for Benedictine, not named Vince Duca. 7.5 to go in the first half. Inbound it comes. The lob and the shot by Justin Bradley. So Justin comes in, lays it up and in, and it's now 21-14 in BC. 7:27 to go, first half. Ravens will skip it over to the right side. The feet down low. Gino gets shoved in the back. No foul. Back out on top to Hagen. Both of the big guys in the floor right now. Down to the left side with it. Maroon. Shot clock at 6. Baseline 3. Rolls off. And Penn rebounds it down. Tony Hall coming up with the basketball. And here comes Penn. Quickly down the left side. It's going to be... Nope. No shot. The feet in the middle. And the ball is going to be rejected by Corridor. They're going to come Gino for a foul. Well, Penn, I thought Jamin Brown was going to take that shot. Does not. Gino will pick up his first personal foul. It'll be Benedictine's fourth team foul. Two on Duca, one each on Corridori and LaRue. And at the free throw line for Penn, Justin Bradley. Justin, a couple of points tonight. Takes his time. First one, yeah, no. One more free throw. Coming up here for Justin Bradley. Missed the first one. Taking a long time just kind of studying it and envisioning it, and then he puts that one right in. So he comes back, hitting the second one very nicely. It's 21-15. Benedictine's lead cut to a half dozen. And as the Ravens get to midcourt, we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break with Coach Moody. What do you say, Joseph? Down to 6:54 to go. We're in the opening half. Ben Oskaloosa, Iowa. Benedictine 21, William Penn 15.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Good to have you with us here in Oscar. Tuscaloosa, Iowa. A lot of people outside doing outdoorsy stuff today. Multiple bald eagles flying as we travel across the state. It's a pretty decent day outside. No sun. Not a lot of wind, but brisk at 35 degrees. Pretty much throughout the entire trip. And it is a 4-plus-hour trip from Atchison to Oskaloosa. Here we go. Ravens coming out of the timeout, putting it in play. It'll be Hagan inbounding it, now on top for the Ravens, Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad goes right side, Gino. Corridori, a little shake and bake on his defender, gets it over to LaRue. Goes right side, Hilfendorf back out on top. Van der Rood beats in the middle, kick back to the left. No open shot, shot clock's at 8. Here's a running shot. Oh, my goodness. That was a big-time play. Bryson LaRue. And it's hard to believe that as well as he's playing tonight, that is his first point of the game. Bryson LaRue picking up his first point there, putting the Ravens again up by 8. It is 23-15 at 6:15 to go in the first half. Penn brings it out on top. This Statesman crowd hungry for a win. The Benedictine ladies, a dominant performance in game one tonight. Getting over 100 points. Here's a shot up, missing, tipped up, missing, tipped up, missing, tipped up, missing. Rebound, out of bounds, and it's going to go back again to Penn. We get 4 shots from point blank range. Can't put any of them in. And crowd getting a little rut, a little restless. The Ravens going to this, they're going to the bench, and we are going to get Larry Parker back in. Parker coming in for Hagan. Ravens are going to get a little bit smaller, a little bit faster. Penn will bring it in underneath in the lane, backing away, dropping a shoulder twice, putting a shot up, missing it this time. It's going to be boarded down by BC's Larry Parker. Penn got plenty of opportunities to get the biscuit in the basket. Couldn't make it happen. Ravens coming up the floor looking for the double-digit lead. The feed underneath Gino made it easy. Cora Dorian puts the Ravens up 10. Gino's got 4. And it is 25-15, Benedictine, 5.5 to go in the first half. Penn into the fourth court, and Javen Brown takes a little bit of a look over his right shoulder back at longtime head coach John Henry. 5:20 to go in the half. Shot clock to single digits. Here's a falling away 3. That's way short. Penn is shooting at this goal like it's not their home gym. I mean, this is not an easy gym in which to shoot. It's very big. It's spacious. It's not quite the aircraft hangar that Puckett Fieldhouse is at CMU, but it's similar. Here's a 3 left side, way too strong. And Penn's going to rebound it down. Up the floor they will come. Over to the right side, Javen Brown, and they'll throw it away. There's a couple of fans walking into the gym, open the door, met by a basketball hurtling towards them. But they're okay. I think that hardly any popcorn was injured in the incident, so that's always a good thing. Nobody wants that. Good to have you with us here this evening, Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Council to here courtside. The Penn gym. And it's hard to believe that we're just a quarter after 4, and Benedictine is 4:40 from the end of the opening half. On the road here tonight, getting a bit of an early start because of the massive ladies win. Here's a driving shot by Van der Rood. It's going to be rejected out of bounds, and BC will have it in at the baseline, leading by 10. 4:42 to go in the first half. On the floor for Penn, there's only one player with a point. Two. They have not scored well. 15 points in over 15 minutes now. That is more than I think the Raven defense could have hoped for. Driving in, our ball's going to be stripped out of the hands of Bryson LaRue. BC will have 6 seconds on the shot clock as they put it in play at the baseline. 25-15, the ball comes in, 5 seconds, 4. Here's Belt for a 3. Bingo! What a shot! Brace Belt, his third 3. He's got 11. 28-15 at Benedictine. 4:20 to play in the first half. Now, people go in, and the layup is going to be up and good. Nice lob into the middle, and give that bucket to Shug. Who gets his first point tonight? It's 28-17, Benedictine. We go inside 4. Here's a 3 for Hagan. Nope. Rebound. Penn. as Vanderwood goes up to try to rescue the rebound from William Penn and Chaz Farrell. They're going to call him for a personal foul. So, Jack Vanderwood, foul number one. Benedictine, team foul five. Penn, they've done a wonderful job. 17 minutes almost into the game, and they have committed one foul tonight. They are outstanding. 3:45 to play in the first half. Penn quickly back down the right side. Nice step inside. The shot is up, missing. An offensive rebound, obviously not over the back. And then going in with the second shot, we're going to get a Raven foul called and a chance at a three-point play. Count the bucket. Foul is going to be on Hilgendorf. It'll be his first. And an opportunity. It'll be three for Shug. Shug Sneed, 6'6" junior from Chicago. Penn before the free throw. Is that Manny coming in? Yeah, Manny Hammond's coming in. Big man taking his time, eyeing up the free throw, throws it right in. Shug makes it look easy as he's got 5 points now, and it's 28-20. Benedictine Fate is trimmed to 8 as we're down at 3.5 to go first half. Ahmad Lewis into the lane, will rotate, turn, shoot, off the window, no good. Penn, Chaz Farrell boards it down. Chaz will scoot it over to the left side. Through about three defenders. We're going to get a foul called on Jack. No, we're going to get a foul called on Ahmad. So Ahmad will have his first personal. And that will be Benedictine's seventh. And Penn coming to the free throw line for the 1-1. And how about those statesmen? One foul in 17 minutes of basketball. Free throw's good. And that bucket is up and in by Jason Pry. Jason's a 6'5" junior. And he's from Shaker Heights, Ohio. Second free throw. He gets them both. So Penn is on a little bit of a run now. 28-22. Penn has scored 7 unanswered points. And BC up the floor. Now leading it only by a half a dozen. Left side is going to be Ahmad. Pulls up the dribble. Out on top to Hilgendorf. Gets it back behind him to Belt. Over to the left side. They want Gino. 9 on the shot clock. Here's Hagen for a long 2. Missing it. Rebound Penn. Penn is on a run now. They'll drive in 3, 4, 5, 6 steps. And we've got a Penn player who's slipped and fallen to the floor beneath the goal. Let's see if he's hurt or injured. This is going to send the players off the floor. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break. Joseph, we'll let them sort this out. Time out on the court. We're down to 2 minutes and 44 to go in the opening half. It is Benedictine 28, William Penn 22.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Penn Gym, William Penn University here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Tell you what's going on right now is the Statesmen have a player who is prone on what I'm going to call that's the south end of the gymnasium, beneath the goal in front of the BC bench, and he had slipped or somehow lost his footing and had fallen down and erupted in a loud, loud yell. And now, coach is down there taking a look at him, and now Coach Moody over there also helping to take a look at him and trying to see, is he putting a little weight on that or not? No. I thought he was gonna, but he's not. We have a Penn assistant coach. And here's the thing I find remarkable. you'd think that Penn would have sent a couple of their players out to help him off, but great job by assistant coach John Peer for Penedictine to go out and drape the arm of Shug Sneed over his shoulder and help him exit the floor with 2:44 to go. Coach Peer, good guy. Shug going off the floor, and we've got Coach Henry out in the middle of the court to kind of encourage the crowd, to give him a little ovation as he comes off the floor. And I'll tell you what, he is putting no weight on that left leg, so it'll be interesting to see what the balance of the evening has in store for him. That's it. Shug out of the game. You're going to have Jazz Farrell, Justin Bradley, Manny Hammonds, Jason Bryan, David Brown out there for a pin. Ravens have got Ahmad Lewis and Jack Vanderwood, Braden Belt, Hagen Hilgendorf, Gino Corridori. There's your 10 guys on the floor, and Penn brings it in. They had reset the shot clock to 20. The drive in, the shot is up, partially deflected, rebounding it down, Benedictine. Here comes Belt. Braden dumps it over to the left side, picks it to the baseline, back in, Hagen drives, back off to the right side, Ahmad steps in, kicks it across, Jack for three, can't get it to fall, rebound Penn. Up in the basket, come on, it's going to be Manny. Hammonds will take it down the left side. The ball almost gets away from him. He was going pretty fast into the forecourt. Gets it out on top to Jamin. And we're at 2 minutes to go. Shot up from the top, but a key for a long two. No good. Benedictine rebounds it down. That's Braden Belt. Braden into the forecourt. Alternating hands with the dribble. Crosses over between his feet. Minute 50 to go in the first half. These team in the basketball up a half a dozen. They've led by as many as 13 and haven't scored in, gosh, 3 minutes now. Here's a shot up, missing by Vanderwood. BC scored at 4:20 to go. Hasn't scored since then. And we're at a minute 30. So, yeah, there's a three for Penn. Nope. Rebound Jack. Vanderwood getting a little PT and making it, taking advantage of the opportunity. Minute 27, 6:05 to go in the first half. Here come the Ravens leading it by six. Ahmad Lewis on shot. Starts right, drives left. Pivots in. Kicks back to the right side to Jack. Shot clock at 11. Here's Ahmad for three. No, way too strong. Rebounding it down. It's going to be pinned. And up forward to basketball. It's going to be Jamin Brown. Brown will dump it to the baseline left with a three-point shot. Fails. Rebound. Pin. Kicks back out on top. The three for Jazz. Gets it. Jazz Farrell collects his second three of the game. And that Benedictine lead is trimmed to three. It is 28-25. With only 50 seconds to go in the half, and the Ravens have not scored now in almost 4 minutes. Lucky they had a big enough lead to be able to fight this. Now, underneath, here's Gino, throws it down with the right hand. Corridori, you don't see him with that aggressive slam very often, but he puts it in there. 30-25. Half a minute to go in the first half. Shot from the outside is up, no good, rebound. For some reason, Ahmad tips the ball. And in the process, he's going to knock it away and goes out of bounds and come back in to get a William Penn. Game clock at 23, shot clock at 20. Penn will have it to play at their offensive baseline. They are down 5, 30-25. Low-scoring game, just the way the Ravens like it. Out top side with it, that's going to be Brown. Kicks it to the baseline left. Driving in, change shot, blocked by Gino. Picked up by Benedictine with the basketball in the backcourt. Hagen Hilgendorf. 12 seconds for the Ravens to bring the ball up the floor and increase what is now a 5-point lead as we're bearing down on halftime. Hagen brings it in. Here comes Ahmad. Lewis brings it up at the center. 8 seconds, 7. Top of the key with 6. Starts to the left, comes back to the right with 4. Spins, dumps it over to the left side. Hagen with 1. 3-point shot, Gino at the buzzer. That was not even a decent look. And the Ravens do not get a good shot at halftime, but they go to the locker room with the lead, and we'll be back to summarize that for you. Timeout on the court. Halftime in Oskaloosa. Benedictine 30, William Penn 25.
Or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy business here on Care Radio this evening. 4:30, and we're already at halftime of the guys' game. Wowzer. Benedictine with a 5-point lead at the break. 30-25, but let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for William Penn. Playing quite a few guys, but nobody getting a lot of points. Half a dozen for Jazz Farrell leads the way. Shook Sneed and Willie Anderson, each with 5, 3.5 for Justin Bradley, and then with 2 apiece, Jason Pride, Javen Brown, and Ontario Chapman. For Benedictine, great half for Braden Bell. 4 of 6 shooting the basketball with 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He has 11 to lead all scorers tonight. Gino Corridori with a half a dozen and Larry Parker with 5. 4 points for Hagen Hilgendorf. Ahmad Lewis with 2. Bryson LaRue with 2. Jack Vanderwood and Vince Luka putting up some shots. No points falling for them quite yet. Shooting in the first half, BC shooting there, okay, 40%. Not great, but not terrible. 13 of 32. But Penn, 25%, 9 of 36. Those are not the kind of numbers that get you wins, whether you're at home or whether you're on the road. 3-point shots. Ravens are 4 of 15. Penn, 2 of 9. So both teams shooting at the low 20s. Ravens have not had a free throw tonight. Penn has stayed in the game, shooting 5 of 7. Each team with a half a dozen turnovers, but Penn has gotten 2 points off the Ravens' turnovers. BC has gotten 10 of Penn's 5. So there you have it. Got some of the students out here getting some shots, having a little fun, a little competition here at halftime at the Penn Gym. Speaking of fun at the Penn Gym, we're going to have some fun. We're going to bring in the second half of this guy's game from the Penn Gym and look forward to that. Lady Ravens, a huge win. In game one, the BC guys seeing if they can't pick up their third consecutive W on the road here tonight. We'll see how it all shakes out when we return. But right now, with the intermissions going on, Calusa, the Benedictine Ravens 30, William Penn 25. Back we go to our man Joseph. He's in that world-famous K-Radio Sports Studio. Hunker down in there. Can't wait to bring you a halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Benedictine Ravens basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon. Taking a look at the Kerr Country sports schedule, we've got some games coming up for you next week. We've got Valley Falls at Oskaloosa on Tuesday, as we will have the girls game at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Then on Wednesday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be playing host to Missouri Valley. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then on Friday night, we'll have Marhill Mount Academy taking on JCN. That game is going to be at the Marhill Mount Academy gym. Sometimes it starts a little bit late, but we have a scheduled time of 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 7 or 7:30 or 8. And then Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as the Ravens will be in Canton, Missouri, taking on Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net. That's msconews.net.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, I've got some finals in women's basketball. It was Mid-America Nazarene falling to Clark, 65-60. Culver Stockton beat Peru State 83-41. Mount Mercy topped Baker 92-71. Park beat Graceland, with the ladies having 64 points to Graceland's 61. The Grandview ladies had 69 points over Central Methodist 63. And in the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had 103 points for the Lady Ravens, while the William Penn Lady Statesmen had 55. Taking a look at men's games, we've got a few finals to report. It was Mid-America Nazarene over Clark, 73-70. Peru State beat Culver Stockton, 77-75 in the men's game. Baker topped Mount Mercy, 78-67. At the half, right now, we've got Graceland leading Park, 28-18. And we've got Benedictine at 30 points to William Penn's 25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, and this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory begins at 7 p.m. tonight and remains in effect until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 27 with fog in spots tonight. Under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun with fog in spots early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Partly cloudy with fog tomorrow night. Lows around 27. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr. Currently, it's 34 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 33. Horton, Kansas, 32. And Troy at 32 as well. It feels like 27 out there with the winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour, relative humidity of 90% and a dew point of 32 degrees. The barometric pressure currently is holding steady at 30.27 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Care Country birthdays and anniversaries. Every morning on the morning show, we love reading them. We just have a couple of rules for you. Submit your birthday or anniversary by emailing careradio@gmail.com. That's careradio@gmail.com. Make sure you include the name and date. We take birthday submissions as early as 2 weeks in advance or as late as the night before. Be listening for those birthdays and anniversaries every morning around 6:55 and 7:55 on Care Country 93.7.
Oh, yeah, that was Joseph back at a Care Sports Studio. Taking care of stuff, man. Get us up to speed. Joseph, appreciate you and all you do there. Thank you very much. Both teams have come out on the court as we're getting ready to close the second half by tonight's guys game. Lady Ravens with a big win in game one. The Benedictine men up to five as we're ready to go to the second half. Welcome back, everybody. Tom Kautz with your courtside. It is good. About 4 or 5 degrees still outside. So hopefully that it stays kind of like that for the ride home. Hoping for the best. Looking out on the floor to see if we have been given the starters for the second half. It looks like our pin is going to be Snead, Farrell, Hammonds, Bell, and Brown. For the Ravens, it'll be Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue, Braden Belt, Hagen Hogendorf, Gino Corridori, the original five who began the game here tonight. 30-25, Benedictine in front. So in the last few seconds, roll off 2019. Getting that full halftime in here this afternoon. Hey, here's the thing. You're going to get a treat, okay? My puppy likes treats. Well, this is kind of like this. This is fantastic. Because Monday night, you can go watch Benedictine basketball. Yeah. Ravens, they're going to get basketball Monday night. And you can join them in their own 5:30 and 7:30 is this is a game made up from, gosh, I want to say maybe the 12th or something of Saturday that the weather was absolutely abysmal. So it's going to be played on Monday night. For this team, that's got to be tough, right? I mean, back to back, kind of remember to ask Coach about that when we visit with Coach Moody in the post game. How difficult is it, and how do you go about bouncing back with just one day between games? Lewis, LaRue, Bell, Hilgendorf, Corridori for Benedictine, Sneed, Farrell, Hammond, Bell, Brown, or William Penn. And here we go. Penn is going to put the ball in play. They've got it over on the right side. That's going to be Marcus. He's looking for somewhere to go with it. Now he'll lob it off on top. The three-point shot misses, and the rebound is going to be tipped around, saved by Hagen, and it's going to be knocked out of Hilgendorf's hand. Didn't see the defender sneaking up on him from the blind side. And the ball is going to be dislodged. Penn is going to keep it on offense. Running shot is up and missing. Rebound underneath again for Penn. They'll get a third shot, and that one will go in plus one. So the bucket for Ontario. And he'll come to the free throw line, looking to put his team back to within two. How about that? Ontario Chapman is a 6'4" senior from Evanston, Illinois. Free throw. Yeah, rattles it home. So that'll be the fourth and fifth points of the night for Chapman. And here comes Benedictine with the first possession of the second half. They just need to come right back out of the gate, playing like they did in the first half, but that's not any way to do it. It's Hilgendorf. Throws it over to the right side. Belton had already vacated the spot and had broken down to the baseline. There's nobody there, and it just flies out of bounds. So Benedictine with an unforced turnover. And Penn, an opportunity is something that they haven't had tonight. A lead. They're down right now by two. Raven defense has been really, really good, holding a team as quality as Penn to 25 halftime points. Down the pass in the middle is going to be stolen. Raymond's come up with a loose basketball, and Corridori will pump it over to the left side. Braden Belk. Belk with it on the floor. One time, top side to the lower hoop. Back over to the right in front of the Raven bench. That's going to be Hagen. He'll cross over and get fouled. The foul is going to be on Jazz. So Jazzy Farrell is going to have his first foul. We only had one Penn first half foul. Entire half, 20 minutes. 100 player minutes, one foul. Free throw, it's up and good. And Hilgendorf will collect his fifth point this evening to push the Raven lead back to three. It's 31-28, Benedictine. Second one is airborne, rolling, and rolling off no good. 31-28, 18:40 to go. It'll be interesting. If you're Coach Moody, do you want to see the second half go really quickly like the first half did? And you want to take a little more time. You want to see more happen. I would think the quick pace certainly seemed to work in the first half for BC. Here's a little follow-away shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good off the hand of Jamie Brown. Brown has his fourth point tonight, and Benedictine leading by one. It is 31-30, 18 minutes left. Top side, Belt. Belt comes off the screen, cut by Hagen. Out on top, Bryson. Left side, Gino. Gino driving down the baseline, backing in, bumping, bumping, pounding, lots of contact. Gino drops his head, pushes in, can't get the shot. Surprised he didn't have a foul call. Now the Rams are going to steal it, coming up, and the official right in front of us here says, you stepped on the sideline to Ahmad Lewis, and BC will give it back to William Penn. 17:46 to go in the game. Penn with the basketball, Benedictine with the lead, but it's a slim one, 31-30. The ball coming in with Marcus Bell. Okay. Coach Henry on his feet, directing a little traffic. A little more animated than we normally see Coach Henry. A lot of times he's pretty quiet, pretty subdued, lets his assistant coaches do a lot of things. And now the ball just magically bounds away from Jazz Farrell, and Benedictine, as it goes out of play, is going to bring it back into the backcourt. 17.5 to go in the game. Ravens with the ball and a one-point lead. Here's Ahmad Lewis. Goes left, doubled up there. Out on top, Gino, the big man for three. He's so good. Gino Corridori can shoot from the outside. His first three today, and it's 34-30 BC. 3 minutes into the second half. Skip pass to the free throw line. Ontario Chapman gets it to Jazz. Farrell looks in, nothing. Brings it back to Jamin Brown. Jamin goes to the baseline, feeds the ball, and then lots of contact, a shot up off the window again for Chapman. Those guys are banging around, and here's the thing, the officials are calling no fouls. And so if they're going to let them play like that, the guys are going to figure that out. They're pretty smart. They're college guys. They're clever. You got to figure out that, hey, they'll let me play. They'll let me push around and bang around a little bit. I'll do that. And that's what's happening right now. It's a 34-32 Benedictine lead. Ravens with the basketball, 16:20 to go in the game. Hilgendorf will go three. Draw, rebound, pin. Up floor with it is Marcus Bell. The running three for the lead. There it is. And for the first time tonight, pin is in front. Manny Hamlin for three. Manny's first points of the game. And it is 35-34 with 16 minutes left. Now we come up scoring. Statesman get a little over anxious. They'll have a foul call on Marcus Bell. But again, I don't know if you can commit enough fouls in the second half if you're a player for Penn to foul out of the game. One team first half foul for Penn. So they got plenty of room. The ball coming in play for Benedictine at their offensive end. 20 on the shot clock, 15:57 to play in the game. BC looking to bring it in. Bring it into Hilgendorf. Ravens trail by one at 35-34. Here's LaRue. What's the give and go to Hilgendorf? Can't get it there. Brings it to Ahmad. Ahmad goes into the lane, gets tripped and stumbles forward, and he's upset with himself for having not hit the subsequent shot. But he does come to the free throw line, and there's a couple of shots off that foul by Manny Hammonds. So for Penn, already the third foul in the second half, at 15:46 to play in the game. That's a line for Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis, the senior from Kansas City. He free throw rims out. Ahmad can tie it up with this one. Lewis only 2 points. Two points tonight back in the first half. Hadn't had a free throw yet. He's going to get Jack Vanderwood in. Second free throw. Nice. So Ahmad picks up his third point, and Benedictine ties the game at 35. 15:40 to go. Here comes William Penn. Never all said and done. There turned out to be a pretty nice sized crowd come here tonight. Here's Penn with the basketball. Comes out on top, driving into the lane. Oh, that was a pretty little pass, but it was errant. I mean, it was a great idea, but it just didn't finish. They tried to get it to LaRonte Mormon, and the Ravens will launch and hit the three. Wow. 15:20 to go. Benedictine goes up 38-35. 3-point shot for the Ravens, and now on the other end of the floor, I think we got a foul on Bryson. No, we got a foul on Ahmad. It's number two, not number 2-0. Bryson LaRue just a moment ago hitting that big 3-point shot. And Penn brings it in. A big guy in there. We haven't seen him yet today. There's a shot up, no, and he will get the rebound and put it up there. LaRonte Foreman. Okay, I'm telling you what, this is a big guy. He's out of Bloomington, Minnesota, 6'9". I'm telling you, you know, he's just big, 6'9", 2, not like really big, not really heavy, 6'9", 288. Ravens travel with the basketball, and Parker is going to turn it over right in front of the Benedictine bench. With 14:40 to go, Ravens still hanging on to the single-point lead, 38-37. Heart of America Athletic Conference, men's college basketball here in the NAIA, coming to you from one of the hardest places in the conference, maybe in the country to play, the Penn Gym on the campus of William Penn. They have won tons of games here, won tons of conference titles. Here's a hook start, up and good from the right side by Willie. And Anderson has his 7th point of the game. Penn goes back in front by one at 39-38. 14:14 to go. The three for Larry. No. Rebound Vanderwood. Great offensive board for Jack. Ahmad's pass out on top. Steps in front of him, still no way. Flying on the court with it. It's going to be Javen Brown. Goes in. Goes up. Kansas. Javen. Penn on a little bit of a run now. That's a half a dozen for Brown. And Benedictine now trails by three. It is 41-38 Penn. 13:40 to go. To the right side, the shot off the window. It's good, Ahmad Lewis with 5, and we get a Raven timeout. We're taking away, Joseph. This is a great game. 13:38 to play. It's a 1-point contest. 10-41, Ravens 40.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Having a heavy with us here, 13:38 to go in the ball game. To travel up to Oskaloosa, Iowa. Never know what you're going to find, what you can expect, though, and a rather disappointed, really, really close games. Now, first one tonight was not the Benedictine women. A dominant win over William Penn. But here in the nightcap, this thing has gone back and forth, and the Ravens played by 5 at halftime, but Penn has come out of the box in the second half, forging this 1-point 41-40 lead. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Young man, thank you so much. Tom Kostler here in the heart of the Hawkeye State. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, my goodness. And here we go. Statesman puts the ball in play in the backcourt coming out of the timeout. Little lob is going to come over to the right side. Huh? Thank you. The paper, whatever. And here's the feed underneath. The shot is up. Batted away. It's going to go out of bounds. And let's see who it's going to belong to. It's going to go out of bounds back to Penn with 13:25 to go. And it comes on the floor once, undercutting Belt. Belt lands on top of the Penn player and will pick up that foul for Braden, foul number one, and for Benedictine, team foul three in the second half. 41-40 Penn, 13:20 to go. Penn will bring it in, lob it, goes left side to LaRonte. In the middle. Thank you so much. Pass comes off on top. Driving in with the left hand. Lobbing it over to the corner. Here's a wide open look for the three. Got it. You can't give a shooter as good as Willie Anderson that wide open look at three. He'll knock it down. And suddenly, Benedictine is trending in a ball game 44-40. BC is down by 4 with 12:50 to go. Ravens work around to the left side. In the game for Benedictine now, Vanderwood, LaRue, Belt, Parker, Corridori. I'll tell you what, Benedictine has been playing well. They're playing well tonight. Back in Gino. Drops his shoulder, goes in, up. Can't get it to fall. think he was disappointed that he was not able to get squared up, and I don't think that contact kind of threw him off balance a little bit. Here's a runner, no good. Ravens rebounded down, Belt with the board. Up the floor, Parker. Here comes Larry. Look away pass, right side. Driving layup, good. Bryson LaRue. LaRue with 5.5, 7 in the game, and 10 will throw it away on the other end of the court. Statesman are going to take LaRonte out of the game. And a 12-14 to go in the contest. Penn is also going to rotate out Kevin Brown. You're going to find that Marcus Bell coming back in and also taking back into the game. It's going to be Ontario Chapman. Ontario, big guy in the middle, too. I like the way he plays. He's fast. 12 minutes to go in the game. Ravens put a basketball, but trail by 2. Pass comes out on top to Bell. Near the head is Cullen, able to recover it. Now he'll go 3. Doesn't get it. Halfway down, it bounces away. We get a double dribble. We're going to get a foul. That was going to be called against Gino Corridori. Gino's second foul tonight for Benedictine. It'll be team foul 4 of the second half. And Gino will come out, get a rest. And Hagen Hildendorf will come in. So you think Gino is big, and he is at 6'8". You bring Hagen into the game, and he's bigger at 6'9". 11:50 to play. Pin for the basketball, leading it by a pair. Skip pass to the top of the key. Looking inside. Driving left, backing in. Ontario backs in. Twist, turn, puts a shot up, knocks it down. He did a good job of just using his body size. He's got 7 in the second half, and he has been the difference right now in this game. It is 46-42. Pin in front with 11.5 to go. Ravens for 3. Vanderwood. Wow! What a shot by Jack. Jack Vanderwood gets his first point tonight. It is 46-45. Ravens down by 1. Pin with a basketball off the right block. Backing in is Ontario. Backing in. Pushing, leaning. He can't get through. Beats it off on top. The runner misses. Tipped up. Misses. Rebound. Parker. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine with a basketball, trailing by 1. We're 10:50 to go in the game. Hilgendorf at the top of the key, brings it to Larry. Parker goes for the long 2, drains it. Ravens back in front, off the hand of Larry Parker. His 7th point tonight, and it's 47-46 Benedictine. So BC a moment ago down, 4 right back, now leads it by a single point. Now the ball's going to be stripped away, it's on the floor. Diamond for it is going to be Belt. Couple of defenders draped across him, and it's a jump ball. Possession. Going to go to Benedictine. So here come the Ravens. With 10 minutes and 24 seconds to go. They lead by 1. Walking it up for BC. Way out on top with it. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis. Goes to the right to Jack Vanderwood. The running left-handed shot. Too hard. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Penn. Baseball pass up the floor. Attacking the lane. Dumping it back out on side. Falling away shot. Inside the circle. No. Rebound. Vanderwood. So Jack quickly gets to the other end of the court. Pulls down the rebound. And Benedictine coming back the other way. Here's a 3 for Jack. Wow. Vanderwood. He's come down and hit nearly back-to-back threes. Had not scored in the opening half, but now he's got 6. BC in front, 50-46, with 9:40 to go. Around to the left side, no room. To the baseline left, no room. And a traveling call on the Statesman. Ravens are going to have it back in play. It'll be put in play for Benedictine in front of the Statesman bench when we return, but it is our under 10 media timeout. Joseph, we're taking a break. With 9.5 to go, we've got a great finish in store. Benedictine 50, William Penn 46.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
The 6-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olive? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Really nice crowd has turned out for this second game here tonight. It was a little bit sparse early in the day, and again, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's kind of tough. You guys, Coach Henry over here, having a long, heart-to-heart talk with one of the officials, one of the younger officials, who is not being intimidated by the long-time and very successful and experienced coach that William Penn has in John Henry. Ravens are going to be putting in a play in the backcourt, and here they come up the floor. 50-46 BC. As they take it across midcourt, over to the right side, we're at 9:20 to go. Drop it across, it's going to be Armand, skips it down to the baseline left, three-pointer, nails it, Vanderwerf. He has exploded here in the second half. 3-3 since intermission for Jack. 53-46, BC goes up 7, and we're at 9 minutes to play. Pin with the ball, way up top side, lots of contact, driving in, the shot is going to be off the mark, and let's see which Raven, and I suspect it'll be Hagan, is going to be called for the foul. No, it is not going to be. It's going to be on Ahmad Lewis. That'll be the second foul of the game for Ahmad. With 8:57 to play, and Penn will be coming to the free throw line. Bryson LaRue coming up here in front of us now. He's going to report in. Free throw. Rattle around a little bit, but it went in. So give a point to Willie Anderson. Willie's having a huge game. 5 in the first half, now 6 in the second, so 11 points. Maybe his team's leading scorer. Second free throw is unsuccessful on the rebound, tipped out. Vanderwood will corral it. Here comes Benedictin. Vanderwood, LaRue, Belt, Parker, and Hilgendorf. By the Raven 5 with 8:40 to go. Into the lane, the shot by LaRue. It's up and a runner good. Bryson LaRue. 7.5 and 9 in the game. And it's 55-47. BC goes up by 8 at 8.5 left. Then eases around to the left side, gets back to the right. Now they pick up the ball, kind of cradle it. Jumping down the right side. Nice shot. Up and just doing a good job. Javen Brown. Got himself squared up. Talk about that hang time. He had that as he went up with that shot and just was able to place it very precisely. It is 55-49. And we've got 8 minutes left. Hilgendorf goes in, dumps it over, and the shot off the left side. Give Hagan an assist, and Larry Parker the finish. 9 for Larry. 57-49. At 7:50 to go. Little pass in the right block. There's a big shoulder. No offensive foul calls. The follow shot is going to be up and in. That is remarkable. Bucket by Ontario Chapman. He goes in, throws the shoulder, blows his defender up. There is no foul. We're going to take a timeout. We have a timeout being exercised by William Penn. Let's do it. Joseph, we're 7:41 to go in the ballgame. It is Benedictine 57, William Penn 51.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Here come the Statesmen, first team to come off their bench, and they're going to have Jazz Farrell and Justin Bradley out there with Javen Brown. Looks like Willie Anderson and Ontario Chapman rounding out the five. Benedictin putting in play in the backcourt, and Penn is not going to press the inbound. They're going to drop back and pick it up at the top of the key. BC with the basketball, and Parker will get it to Belch. He'll drive to the baseline, twist and turn, his shot rejected. Made by Benedictman. Belt is able to get the ball back, comes out on top to LaRue. 9 on the shot clock. Here's Hilgendorf. Steps inside, goes up, a little power move, and too softly. The big guy went up and was just too weak to get that shot away. And here comes Penn down the floor with 7 minutes to play. That was a big miss for Benedictman. They would like to have been able to not only get that point, but maybe establish inside. 17-footer missing, and Parker with a rebound. Larry Parker has incredible leaping ability and comes down with a lot of those rebounds in the middle of the big trees. Here comes BC back on offense. Vanderwood nearly travels, able to pull it back down. Comes down on top to Hagen. Raymond's with a couple of guys at the scorer's table. We're 6.5 to play. Now Belt loses it, picks it up. Back over to the left side. Shot clock at 7. Driving in. The finger roll. Missing by Parker. Here comes Finn, and Benedict can miss into bunnies right here. You take it down the right side. You go all the way to the baseline, looking in the middle, and nice defense by Belt to push him back out with the basketball. 6:15 to go. Down a feed off the block. The shot, no, but a foul by the Ravens. Never initiating the contact. It was a nice play by Ontario Chapman to go ahead and get that shot off. And I thought maybe it had a really legitimate chance of falling in, but it does not. So Chapman will be coming to the free throw line for Penn. The foul on Jack Vanderwood for Benedictin. It'll be his second foul of the game. And the first free throw rolls in. One more free throw for Ontario. Kevin had 2 points at the end of the first half. He's at a dozen now. So he's had a big second half. We've still got 6:15 to play. There's a long, long, long way to go in this one. Second free throw, perfect. So Chapman will lock down a pair. And Penn continues to hang tight. It is 57-53 Benedictman. Just a little over 6 minutes to go in the game. Over to the left side, that's going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll dribble it to the top, kick it back to the left side, feeds off underneath. Gino, a couple of head fakes later, both defenders get off their feet, then he goes in with the finish shot. Corridori, 11 points. And it is 59-53, Benedictine. And with the basketball again, back up on top. BC stays that player defense. They've done a great job with this. Now the switch as it comes off the screen. Back over to the right side of the lane. Trying to get in the middle, changing directions. The shot is up, a little too light. And a rebound going to be pulled down underneath the rim. Parker sweeps it down. Here's the guy. Larry Parker, I got to talk to Coach about him. Larry has gotten more and more playing time, and he's done more and more things for this team. He's at 9 points right now, and he has been absolutely excellent. Benedictine down to the baseline right, shot clock to 10. Vanderwood loses his defender, puts up the long two, gets it, Jack. Hitting him with it, throws him up. Vanderwood, 11 in the second half. Are we going to time out? Okay, don't know who took it for sure, but we're going to find out. We've got a timeout. Joseph, inside 5 minutes of play in the game. It's Benedictine 61, William Penn 53.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Raven basketball on KAIRF important Atchison. We love our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Say what? Hamada Wealth Management. Call Ken. Phone number, expense 913-379-8690. Ken will review your retirement plan. So, Ken at Hamada Wealth Management. 61-53. This has been a rather extended and protracted timeout. And the two teams are still just now coming off the respective benches. On the court for Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis, Jack Vanderbilt, Bryson Maroon, Larry Parker, and Gino Corridori. For Penn, Jazz Farrell and Cam Marshall, Jamin Brown, Willie Anderson, and Ontario Chapman. For Penn, this is a huge game to win. They would not find themselves at the very bottom of the conference, and the Ravens battling hard to win a always difficult road game. Now we're going to get a foul inside of the Saints, and a missed shot, rebounded by Benedictine, and a Jamin Brown foul. It'll be Penn team foul 4. And we've got 4:40 to play. Here they come. Ravens down the left side. Feed comes in the middle and it's loose and gets away from Parker. Here comes Penn and the Saintsmen flying up the floor. Over to the left side, accelerating down the left side of the lane. The shot goes up. No, and we'll have a Corridori foul. The foul on Gino. It is his third. His fourth? I got to buy him for 3, so let me fix that. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the game. Getting down to those big minutes. The first free throw, no good. Corridori coming out of the game, and Hagen Hilgendorf, who as this season has gone on, has played more and more and better and better. Coming to the free throw line, one more shot here for Willie. Willie Anderson's second one looks better, but it's well short again, and a rebound, Ravens. BC up the floor, it's Ahmad Lewis bringing it down. 4:15 to go. We're going to be under 4 minutes when this shot goes up. BC with a basketball, they lead by 8. Oh, how big would a double-digit lead be right here for Benedictine? Pass comes out on top to LaRue. Bryson right in front of me here. Pivots with the right foot. Now we'll drive into the lane. Backs away. Feeds underneath. Vanderwoot falls away. Shot is up. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Ontario Chapman for Penn. And here come the Saintsmen at 3:45 to go. There's a 3. Looks good. Is good. Jazzy Farrell picking up his third 3 tonight. It's so amazing. It is 61-56. Back down, BC. 3.5 to go. Hook shot in the lane, off the rim a couple of times. Won't happen. Rebound. Pulled down by Penn. Here they come. They like to run. Here comes Willie. Anderson to the left side. The 3 sets down. No. Vanderwood sweeps it down. Off the miss by Cam Marshall. Cam Marshall just rocketed that thing up there. I thought he must have had something in mind, but it didn't appear to. And as Penn Anderson comes into the forecourt, we're going to get a Coach Moody timeout. Joseph taking a break. Down to 3:05 to play. What a finish. It's the Ravens 61 and the Saintsmen 56.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Lady Ravens standing up behind us. You may hear them periodically as they are the cheering base for Benedictine. A few fans of the guys' teams on hand as well, but the lion's share of the fans are William Penn supporters here in the Penn Gym tonight in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Here's where we're at. We're down to 3 minutes and 5 seconds, 3:05 to go in the game. Benedictine leading it at 5 at halftime. They and Penn have gone back and forth. Each team has 31 second-half points. Ravens in front 61-56, and it will be Benedictine basketball coming and play right in front of head coach Ryan Moody with 21 on the shot clock. And again, 3:05 to play. Bryson LaRue is going to be doing the inbound play. And we're right on the floor. I mean, literally, inches from the playing surface. So you can hear these players as they yell at each other and try to distract their opponents. Here's BC. Oh, cross-court pass. Feet to the left. Baseline rainbow. Wow! What a shot. You can hear the Lady Ravens coming off of that with that one. Bryson LaRue. 64-56, Benedictine. And we're now 2:40 to go. Spinning into the lane. The shot is up. It misses. Rebound up and gets it. And again, so much contact. Players getting knocked to the ground. Letting them play here tonight. Benedictine will bring it into the forecourt. Coach City wants them to slow it down a little bit. Be very patient. Be selective. Get the kind of shots they want. We're down to 2 minutes and 15 to play. Team on the shot clock. So we're going to be at 2 minutes when the shot goes up. On the right side of the roof, in front of the Raven bench. Benedictine with the ball, leading it to 64-58. Back and in, Gino. Twist, turn, shoots. Somehow he gets it Corridori. How did he get that in there? 13 for Gino. It's 66-58, Benedictine. Now Penn will take it down to the baseline, left side. Lob it to the block. Spinning, looking inside is Chapman. Rotates, shoots, no. Rebound, Raven. Here comes Benedictine. That was some superb defense by Gino. Gino wanted the ball lobbed to him. He was underneath the goal pretty wide open, but coach is like, no, we're going to run some time down. 19 on the shot clock and a minute and a half to play. Benedictine with a basketball leading it by 8. Ravens looking for a what would be huge win here today. Now we're going to have a pin foul. It'll be the second of the ball game by Jamin Brown. We talked about it in a pregame show. Benedictine has won 2 consecutive games, and they are looking for a winning streak. 3 in a row would be that before they come back home on Monday. Here we are with 17, 16, 15 on the shot clock. It got reset to 20, and we've got a minute 19 left in the game. Out on top of it, BC, look away, underneath, and the layup ball cross over to the right side is good. Gino Corridori. Raven now up 10 with a minute 6 to go. For Penn, they've got no choice. They just got to put up some long shots here. They have no time to fool around. And here's one of them, the long three, missing. Rebound underneath. They're going to bring it back on top. But put it up from 15. Missed it. Rebound slapped out. Ravens are going to control it down. And this is going to be a huge road win for the Ravens tonight. 40 seconds to go. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 10. On the left side, Bryson, LaRue to the free throw line, brings it out on top, Ahmad Lewis, and finally, the defender reaches in on him, bumps him enough times that Willie Anderson is going to be whistled for his first foul of the night. Willie's had a really good game for Penn as some of the Statesman fans begin to pack up their knapsacks and head for the gate. Corridori takes the inbound, comes back out on top. Here is Bryson. More people heading for the gate. 22 seconds ago, 12 on a shot clock. Benedictine by 10. This is going to be a big win for the Ravens on this season. This team has improved. This team has grown. Here's a three for LaRue. Can he? It won't go. And a rebound down to Penn. Up the floor is Jazz. Farrell is allowed to go down the floor. They'll let him just play it up and in. And that's going to do it. Jazz will get the bucket in. The final score tonight, it's Benedictine, 68, William Penn, 60. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no-bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct, in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
That's over here in the Ben Gym, where the Benedict and Raven tonight, a huge road victory and a big sweep at the Statesman. BC guys winning at 68-60. Scoring recap for Penn. A couple of guys, matter of fact, three guys at double-digit scoring, paced by Ontario Chapman, coming off the bench with 15. It was Willie Anderson, 11, and 11 tonight also for Jazz Farrell. Following them, half a dozen for Javen Brown, 5 tonight for Shug Sneed. It was a three-point game for both Manny Hammonds and Justin Bradley, and 2 tonight for Jason Pariah. For the Benedictine Ravens, wow, I'm telling you what, pretty good game for BC tonight, as Benedictine hit 47% of his shots from the floor. Penn only hit 34. Benedictine hit 42% of its threes. Penn hit 35. Ravens hardly got any free throws. Penn moved 9 of 14. Benedictine 2 of 4 at the free throw line. But Ravens did not turn it over much. When they got the ball off the turnover, they capitalized really, really well. 30 defensive rebounds for BC and 20 assists. It was a great game for the Ravens tonight, and they were led in scoring. Well, I'll pull my numbers up here. Led in scoring by Gino Corridori. 15 points for Gino tonight. Larry Parker with a dozen. 11 apiece for Jack Vanderwood and Braden Bell. It was a 9-point game for Bryson LaRue. Ahmad Lewis knocking in 5. Hagen Hilgendorf, 5 also. Vince Duca did get minutes, did not put anything on the board. So for Benedictine, the big guys doing what they do, and the shots from the outside were falling. Vanderwood, 3 of 4. 3-point shooting. Braden Belt, 3 of 6. 3-point shooting. And Larry Parker, 2 of 3 from 3-point range. So you get those young guys finding the range and getting you a few points. You're able to do a whole lot of different things. And for Benedictine, it was a great win to move their record now to, let me just see if what I have is what they have. BC is now 7 of 12 overall. And moved to 6-10 in the conference for William Penn. That was a hurt, man. They are 5-16, 4-23 in the conference. Here comes Coach. We'll get a chance to kind of catch up with him a little bit, see what he's got to say about this. Hey, Coach, is there ears over there?
I can hear you, yep.
Okay. At least you showed up, right?
What's that?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Coach, I said, I'm glad you showed up. Coach Henry just told the radio guys, I'm not coming up, wrap it up.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming here this evening.
No problem.
But you got to be a little happier here because your guys were really good tonight. I mean, very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're just getting better.
They're getting better.
I mean, they're getting a little tougher. They're understanding the physicality of this league. You know, we've got so many. I mean, we're out there at the end. With freshmen and Jack Vanderwoody, freshmen and Larry Parker the third, new guy Gino, new guy Hagen, Bryson LaRue in his second year. I mean, we're throwing them out there into the wolves, and you know it's taken some time to get here, but they have stuck together. The big word tonight, honestly, this is an easy one. It's trust. I mean, they trusted each other tonight. We had 20 assists on 28 field goals. We are finally, you know, believing in the guy next to me, making the extra pass, finding people at the rim. Jack Vander Rudy comes in and shows what he can do. We know he's going to be a special player. There's no doubt in my mind. He's one rebound short of a double-double tonight. Ahmad goes out there and drops seven dimes assists to his teammates. The defensive effort on the backboard was insane. To hold William Penn to 16 offensive rebounds when they only shoot 34% from the field is pretty impressive. I know that number 16 sounds like a lot, but there's a lot of misses out there. And I thought we were physical. I thought we did a really good job. So just, you know, third win in a row, second on the road. We're playing well, but no rest for the weary. You know that. We'll talk about that in a minute. But like we're gonna enjoy this one on the way home.
Okay, Coach, you're talking about the things that you're seeing and the improvements that you're seeing in the team. You're seeing that in practice, right? I mean, as they're out there, I mean, you can watch the light bulb kind of come on. Sometimes they're like, wait a minute, I bring it down over here, and there's a guy, right? He's got to be open on the other side, and I could just dish it over. I mean, we saw that tonight a handful of times.
Yeah, I mean, they that's that trust word. I mean, you know, and we talked a lot about it in the prep leading up to this, is confidence is trust in yourself and then trust in your teammates. I mean, the confidence is built through trust on a team. And I feel like we were really sharing the ball tonight. I mean, we're down two starters, Tom. You know, you got Preston out with an ankle, and Ezra's out with some sickness stuff, and didn't even make the trip. So, I mean, to win tonight without those two guys, and have these young guys stepping up, and I thought our bigs played really well, Hagen and Gino and Bente in that short time period he was in there. So, you know, this is a tough team. I don't care what their record is. All you have to do is look around at all the banners in this gym and know that there is a tradition in this program that supersedes whatever they're currently going through. And I feel bad for the Shug Sneed kid. I mean, he's a really good kid and a good player and went down in a heap. And I don't know what the injury is, but I hope he's okay. But this is a, you know, another step in the process for us for sure.
Coach, I've been talking about for a week, you know, two in a row is one thing. Three in a row is a streak. And now you get the chance to maybe extend that coming back home again where you haven't been a whole lot one time in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we're excited to be back home. I know that crowd on Monday night is going to be big time. We've got a really good opponent in Graceland who, you know, I have no idea what happened today, but they're top four in the league. They're very talented. They're a little older, but we match up good with them. And it's going to be kind of a – I just told our guys, like, the next – what is it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The next 4 days are all about guts and heart. I mean, that's all it is. Like, you have to have guts and heart. And everybody's going to be tired. Everybody's going to be beat up. But we got to just have guts and heart and find a way to get it done. So Monday night, for everybody listening, we're at home, 5:30 with the women, 7:30 with the men. I know the Chick-fil-A truck's going to be there. I don't know what that means, who gets to eat it or what, but there's going to be Chick-fil-A. I know we're recognizing the baseball team that went to the Dominican Republic for a mission trip. They're going to be at halftime of our game. I think there's just going to be a lot of stuff going on, and our student section has been great. Our band is fantastic. They're worth the trip just to come and listen to our band. So we're excited to play Monday at home.
Coach, yeah, we just want to make sure everybody understands that because this game was called off because of a little weather a few weeks ago, back on the 12th or whatever. So it's not on your schedule. You're not seeing it on that calendar that you got hanging on the refrigerator. So
right.
Put your Sharpie out right now. Put that down on there.
Yeah, and we'll blast it. I'm sure Josh will start blasting it tonight and get it out on social media and on the website. But tell your friends, Monday night, we're excited. Both the women won again tonight and in grand fashion. So this makes the bus ride a lot easier. You know how that goes.
I do indeed. Coach, congratulations, man. Have a careful trip home. We will look forward to seeing you up in the Nolan.
You too, Tom. Thanks for making the trip. We'll see you Monday.
You got it. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, as the Ravens take an 8-point win here in Oskaloosa tonight. Quick look around the conference, and I know Joseph is ready to go home, but Coach was talking about the Raven upcoming opponent, Graceland. Well, tonight, Graceland is leading by 15 points with 7 minutes to go over Park. And the other second game of the night is Central Methodist leading Grandview. Baker wins over Mount Mercy, Peru over Culver by 2, and Mid-America a 3-point win over Clark. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us here this evening. Big day for the Ravens on the road. BC sweeps at William Penn. So have a great day next time for our man Joseph back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts here in the heartland of Iowa. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net.
special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.